No Words Needed by Whimsical Meerkat and Rose Jeweled Witch, read by Whimsical Meerkat. The rating is explicit. No archive warnings apply. The fandom is Black Jewels by Anne Bishop. The relationship is Damon Sadi / Lucivar Yaslana. Additional tags: alternate universe canon divergence, incest, sibling incest, plot what plot / porn without plot, no dialogue, hand jobs, wings, under negotiated kink, light bondage, mild sensory deprivation, murder machines, trauma boys, rare fandoms, rare pairings. Summary: Lucivar stood at the top of his eyrie and watched the sunset. He stretched his wings wide, but settled them again without taking flight. He was content to watch the sky slide from orange to purple. He felt a touch at the back of his neck, even though he knew no one had approached him. He knew the touch was real, though, knew whose mind was caressing him. Lucivar's wings have always been integral to who he is. Damon uses that knowledge. Author's notes: in response to a prompt by Durum Triber in the Battleship 2022 Prompts Collection. Durum Triber brought me into this fandom years ago, so who better to receive this little PWP? Technically for Battleship, but tags aren't relevant anymore. No beta, because I'm impatient. Lucivar stood at the top of his eyrie and watched the sunset. He stretched his wings wide, but settled them again without taking flight. He was content to watch the sky slide from orange to purple. He felt a touch at the back of his neck, even though he knew no one had approached him. He knew the touch was real, though, knew whose mind was caressing him. He opened his mouth to say something. He didn't know what. A greeting? A taunt? Before he could start to form any sort of words, he felt a stroke over his lips that turned into the feeling of a hand wrapped over his mouth. He groaned, the sound coming from low in his throat. He shifted his weight when he felt a hand run slowly over the edge of his wings, like someone might feel the railing of a staircase in a new house or run their hand along a favorite piece of furniture. The touch was assessing and proprietary. It felt confident and like a claim of ownership. He wasn't surprised when his ears were covered as well. When Lucivar felt a touch at the joint of his wings and his back, he leaned into it. There was a tiny huff of air over the back of his neck. When the touch came again, it was with the warmth of Damon's skin. Lucivar realized he was hard when Damon dragged his nails down his spine, fingers spread to reach the edges of his wings. It made his cock throb. He thrust his hips forward, fruitlessly seeking contact. Damon wove one arm under Lucivar's wing and around his waist, hand coming to rest low on his belly, fingers tucked just inside Lucivar's waistband, so close to his cock. Damon dragged his nails through the curls he found there. Lucivar felt himself let out a sound that was somewhere between a keen and a sigh. He had no idea how much of it could be heard past his gag, but it echoed in his head. Damon kissed the back of Lucivar's neck before crowding closer. He wrapped his hand around Lucivar's cock, nudging forward with his own hips until Lucivar rocked into his grip. Lucivar hadn't thought to reach for Damon, but he pulled against the psychic tendrils that had wrapped around his wrists, binding his hands to the railing. Damon set his teeth against Lucivar's nape before brushing a kiss over the vulnerable spot. He kept up the rocking motions, bringing his free hand up to caress the underside of Lucivar's wing. Lucivar gasped and found himself struggling for each breath when Damon scraped his nails roughly along the joint. It was an intimate touch, made even more intimate and heady by the bite of pain. Lucivar shuddered when Damon did it again, no longer needing his brother's encouragement to thrust into his hand. Damon had him trapped, leaving him free to do nothing but chase his orgasm. He came with a yell that would have rivaled a war cry if his mouth had been free, Damon guiding him through it. Damon rested his head against Lucivar's shoulder for a moment before gently kissing his neck. He pulled away slowly, dragging his hands over Lucivar's body. By the time the gag melted away, Lucivar was alone, only the stars in the night sky left as witness. The end. Author's note: come see me on Tumblr or Dreamwidth as Whimsical Meerkat.